Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for B. Mitch today. We're going to get into some Commander Stadium talk coming up at 12:30 with Mark Seagraves. We'll get back into hoops with Jimmy Patsos and Chase Hughes coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Last week, though, Commanders mini camp. JP had a chance to catch up with Commanders quarterback coach Tavita Pritchard. Here's that conversation.
Coach, year two, you're all back together. And I think that's a real testament to what you're building. You obviously probably got calls. What made you decide, I want to be here?
Yeah, it was really what you mentioned. It's what's being built here. It's what's been built here, you know, to work for a leader like DQ, who he's about people, and he's about the collection of people and us and how we do things. It says everything, you know, it says everything about, you know, who we are, the direction we're going. And I think to be a part of that and see that and experience it and take part in it, I think just is everything, especially in a sport and in a profession that's the opposite of that. You know, it's very transient. Like, people move around all the time. And I think to be able to, like, stay in one place and, like you said, be back with a group of people and a group of men that, you know, we kind of know how they tick. You know, I think it's going to be fun to take off from here.
You talked about a collection of people, and it's obvious the whole building is kind of in it together. But for you in the QB room, what's it like to get another year with Jaden?
Yeah, for sure. The QB room, I can't say enough about, like, the way that those guys compete, who Jaden is. But Marcus, Sam, David Blau, Brian Johnson, Cliff Kingsbury, like, for like what we have built in that room specifically too. Again, like, so much of this sport comes down to trust, you know, and being able to communicate openly, honestly, and you know, I think, like, in that room specifically, the way that those guys build each other up, you know, you saw Jaden cheering Marcus on in week 18 at Dallas in the second half. You saw, you know, Marcus go pick Jaden up, you know, in that Atlanta drive when we were going in to score. And I think it really just gives you a glimpse into not just who they are individually, but also who they are to each other. You know, and I think that's a microcosm of the bigger thing that's being built.
I totally agree. What did it mean for you and the room when I was so impressed by Marcus when he did a press conference with us after he re-signed? He's like, I owed it to myself to see what my options were, but I realized this is my best option. Like, what did that mean for you guys to know he was coming back?
Man, I think you said it first, and I think that's the best way to say it, is like, everyone, including myself, Marcus, like, what's being built here, it just feels so right. You know, that, like, people don't want to stop doing it, you know, and I think we're all at points of our career, was Marcus, me, that, like, you've seen different ways of doing thing, and you know, because of that, that, like, what we're seeing here, what we're experiencing here is, like, it's special, you know, so I think to be able to be a part of that and experience it is no small thing.
Similar to Marcus, like, you're a young coach in a profession, and you're going to have options. Like, this year, this is the right thing. Do you even stop to wonder what's next, or you just focus, lock in right now?
Yeah, to a large degree, you focus and lock in right now, you know, because you know that at a moment's notice, it can be going the other direction. Sure. You know, and I've, anyone who's been in coaching long enough knows that, you know, and knows that, or just in football long enough, right, knows that you can experience the opposite side of what we did at the end of this year. And so I think as much as anything, it's about being where your feet are, and like, where our feet are right now is a pretty darn cool place, you know, to be here and be with these people.
What is, I think it clearly is, like, you hear that echoed to a man when you talk to coaches with cameras or without them, honestly. Yeah. How much or how does Jaden grow from last year?
Yeah, it's what's fun for us is, like, we get to zoom in with Jaden. Like, we don't have to worry about the macro and the stats and the results. Like, we get to zoom in on, okay, well, let's talk about your drop. You know, let's talk about, you know, the granular parts of, like, what's going to help you make you better on this particular concept. You know, maybe it's getting your eyes over to that second read a little bit more quickly, which is what's been fun, is because he's also leaning into that process. You know, it's not for him, it's not about the macro either, because it's like the second you start to zoom out in this, that's when it starts to go sideways too. And so it's been fun to just to be back here in this building, in the meeting rooms, on the field, and just get back to work, you know, on what we do.
I mean, that coaching staff is such a collection of workers and really no egos in play. It's pretty remarkable. And when you hear Blau and Cliff and Tavita and Brian Johnson and kind of the room they've created, and then getting to know Mariota, I think, as a fan base, and what just like a mature, understated leader he is. Jaden's Jaden, and that's 90% of the success last year, but they really built that thing out around him to be supportive and to bring out his best.
Yeah, I mean, we hear all the time, coaches will talk about collaboration with their guys, the different stuff, but how often is it actually implemented, or to the extent that you see here where, you know, you truly believe that if David Blau has an idea, which I think there was a play, was it in the playoff game? I think maybe Detroit or one of them, David Blau came up with a play that ends up winning the game. Maybe it was the Philly game. Can't remember. But regardless, there were legit collaboration between all the coaches last year in terms of, hey, this can work. This is how we can help our guys. The players were involved. You know, Jaden's giving feedback to Cliff. And I think that's something that has been glossed over a little bit. I think people have mentioned the importance of retaining a lot of the coaching staff, but I think it's huge where Jaden had an incredible rookie season and he gets to keep his whole coaching staff for year two, where now he can kind of take that next step. Instead of starting at square one with some new guys, he can start a little further down the road and take a bigger step this year. I think that's a huge part of his development. It's going to help kind of cement him as a really good pro, regardless of what happens going forward with his coaching staff.
Yeah, and it's funny talking with Tavita. You know, Tavita's been here a couple years now. He was here before the change. And I don't know how long these guys will be able to keep everybody together. But like a year from now, if you told me Cliff takes a job, head coaching job, Blau's the OC here, I think Cliff would take Brian Johnson and David Rye with him to his staff, wherever that is. And Tavita Pritchard is the head coach at Stanford. Like if I could parlay all those things and throw $10 on it, I would. I those guys all, not to say did the right thing, because I also think they did the right thing for themselves too in keeping this together and seeing how far you can go. But at the same time, like, the calls aren't going to stop. Tavita was getting calls. Blau was getting calls. Cliff was getting calls. Brian Johnson's been a head coaching candidate before. He's been a play caller before. Anthony Lynn on that staff has been a head coach before. I mean, if you, hindsight's 2020, I hated the move at the time, but a lot of people were excited when the Chargers got rid of Lynn to bring in Brandon Staley, who was clearly a disaster. A bunch of people on this Commander staff are going to get more opportunities, and that's a sign of a well-run organization. But it talking to Tavita over the years and seeing his growth as just a person, like, wherever that goes is not going to surprise me.
Yeah, and I got to admit that I was wrong when Dan Quinn was hired. I wasn't necessarily the most thrilled that Dan Quinn was the hire, but the thing that everyone preached about DQ is exactly what we're seeing here, where players love to play for him, coaches want to coach with him, and if there's any doubt about going anywhere else, they're like, screw it, I'll stay where I'm at because I love being with DQ, and you saw it this offseason. We saw it the previous offseason where a bunch of veterans decided to come here to play with Dan Quinn, to play with Jaden Daniels, and I think have a much better year than even they expected when they signed here. But there's a reason Bobby's back. There's a reason Zach Ertz is back. And there's a reason why darn near the entire coaching staff is back. It's a lot of it to do with Dan Quinn. And so regardless of how you felt about him when he was hired, he's lived up to the expectations in terms of the results on the field last year were spectacular. But what you were sold on when you got this guy was he's a leader of men. He's a guy that's has great camaraderie, and everybody loves working and playing for this guy, and that has been so true in the year and a half, whatever it's been since he's been here. It's been that case and more.
I'm with you, man. I think you know, listening to these interviews with these coaches, I think real fans probably take a ton of appreciation from it. Because I think you could just learn so much, dude. And I think that has real value when you're all in on a football team. I enjoy that day, assistant coach day, when the media just gets like full access to the assistants that are there. Timing typically doesn't allow you to talk to everyone, but it is, I don't know. I always enjoy kind of getting to hear it from the fellas up close and personal, if you will. I also, B and I kicked this around a couple weeks ago, Tobe. The conversation around like the sophomore slump, the regression, not only do I not see that happening, I think he'll be better. I think there was a month where Jaden was hurt and playing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that happens again. You can never account for injuries, right? But like, the Tampa game and then the first half of the Giants game, weeks one and half of two, he was still learning the speed of the game. Like, I just think this time last year, Jaden was coming off the crazy pre-draft circuit and then getting a new playbook thrown at him. This time, right now, he had to force himself to take a couple weeks off because that's just not who he is. And he's had nothing but time, playbook, game film from these NFL teams. Sure, the defenses could gear up for him, but he's also gearing up for them.
Yeah, and I think the idea that the sophomore slump because people are going to have more time to stop him. JP, what are you going to do? You're going to play perfect coverage every time and somehow contain him on every snap? Like, it's not like he was Robert Griffin III or someone that is running, not a gimmick, but something that's new that defenses weren't able to adjust to. JP is a pocket passer who can run as good as any quarterback in the league. I mean, how do you just suddenly defend that?
So the top four quarterbacks in football right now to me have separated themselves to the point that I try not to entertain comparisons with Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Mahomes, mm-hmm. right? But if you get to the next tier down, Matt Stafford's an excellent quarterback. Have defenses figured Matt Stafford out? No, because he's just a really good pocket passer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
NFL defenses, by and large, for 40 years, have not figured out really good pocket passers.
Yeah.
And, like, the level of honesty we need in the conversation surrounding Jaden, that's who he is. The other stuff is gravy. Like, you can't play man press on the outsides because when the corner's got his back to him, he's just going to run to the first down marker. Mm-hmm. Like, there is other stuff that is gravy, but the dude is just such a pure passer from the pocket that I think Drake May could take a big step up. I think Caleb Williams, if he plays on time, could take a big step up. I'm really excited to see about Michael Penix. Like, I just don't have questions for Jaden.
No.
I just see him continuing an upward trajectory.
And you look at the most prominent example of the sophomore slump recently was last year with C.J. Stroud,
which
right?
is also, like, content headline driven. Yes, the picks went up. Like, I get that. But to talk about a sophomore slump, to me, means like you step significantly backward and your team falls backward.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen in Houston.
Well, and even Stroud with the sophomore slump, they went to the playoffs and won a playoff game, right? But a lot of people look at it as a sophomore slump and look at what the issues were for Stroud. The offensive line last year in Houston was horrible. And their offensive coordinator, who was getting head coaching interviews, was fired.
Right.
Neither one of those things is going to happen here, more than likely, right? The offensive line here is actually much better this year than last year. And Cliff Kingsbury, if he's gone to another team next year, it's not because he got fired as the offensive coordinator.
Right.
It's because he's going to be a head coach somewhere. So to me, that's where it's different. And with a guy like Jaden, you know, I can't have any fault. JP, even if he did have a sophomore slump, I know it's because something else happens, some different factors. Jaden puts in all the work necessary to take steps forward and get better. So whatever happens, happens with him. And I would have a hard time thinking that with the extra work that he does, with how good he got to by the end of the season last year compared to where he was week one, I have a hard time believing that he's somehow going to slump backwards. But even if he did, he's putting in all the necessary work to get better. And so with that, whatever. Like, whatever happens, I'm not worried about Jaden. He's going to be just fine.
I tend to agree with you, man. I think it's, you know, it's funny because I was around a whole bunch of people playing golf all weekend, and the only real, like, concern among Burgundy and Gold fans is the Terry deal. And what I've tried to say is I don't even really think that should be that big of a concern. I think if we get 1 month from today, July 16th, all right, like, there's no deal, there's no whispers of a deal, that then you got concerns. But today, June 16th, I don't think – so training camp is going to start, I believe, the 23rd, right? Wednesday the 23rd, maybe Thursday the 24th. The guys will probably have to report on the 22nd for weigh-ins and everything. That's my rough gut on that because, they have their first preseason game the 8th, so that would give them about 2.5 weeks. The way OTAs and minicamp felt, there was a level of, it's weird because you got to balance it. You don't want to overcook anything in June and May. But the level of intensity and competition was so healthy that you really feel like they're just going to hit the ground running in training camp. And like, it's a difficult schedule. I know all the things, but you feel like they could maybe just be shot out of a cannon this season.
We hope so. You certainly hope so. And my thing is, we haven't heard anything from Terry. Maybe we heard from his agent through various sources, but we haven't heard from Terry. And the only thing we've heard from Adam Peters is that he wants to make Terry a long-term commander, right? Like, that's all we've heard. So I would expect it to get done. I would love for it to be as soon as possible, but I don't think there's any worry until you get to training camp. Once you get to training camp, if there's still no deal, then we can have a more legit conversation. But right now, it's kind of nothing.
Speaking of legit conversations, a lot of information and possibly misinformation going on about RFK Stadium getting rebuilt. Mark Seagraves covers City Hall, is all over this story. Seagraves joins us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.